The failure of the referendum may have provided the impetus for the strategic plan, but Unit 4 school board member Greg Novak says the real problem was a larger one, that there was a feeling the school board had lost touch with the community.
I think we gained some valuable information through this process. I think we have a plan in place now that looks at the entire. How it gets carried out becomes the board's responsibility. But the community has now given us an idea, this is what we want.
Novak and fellow board member Christine Shalafu oversaw a 30-member citizens committee dubbed the Vision Committee that held a series of community forums last spring to gather public input. The resulting 14-page document provides a 15-year policy map for Unit 4 covering student achievement, teacher and staff excellence, community engagement, and building and renovating school facilities. Diversity issues are also on the list. But the plan does not mention the Champaign School District's consent decree aimed at achieving racial equity. The school district is looking ahead to a year from now when they hope a federal judge will lift the consent decree and its related legal expenses. Brian Minsker is president of the Champaign PTA Council and a Vision Committee member.
We didn't want the school district to have the consent decree end and then have everybody standing around saying, okay, what now? This gives the school district a plan to march forward, continue to improve, to help all the students in the district, and make them all successful.
More input was coming in even last night as the Vision Committee held perhaps its final meeting to fine-tune the plan. One member, Laura Weiss, is president of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. She says she ran the report past members of the chamber board.
And one of the first things that jumped out was it didn't seem that the discipline issue was highlighted enough, that it should have been brought to the forefront a little bit.
Because of that concern, the Vision Committee moved a goal of establishing a more effective school discipline policy from a long list of recommendations that make up the body of the plan to the short list of top priorities at its beginning. School board member Christine Shalafu says the strategic plan covers many bases, but it won't please everyone. She says she saw plenty of disagreement as the plan was drawn up on issues such as whether the district should fix up its older school buildings or seek to replace them with new ones. She says the strategic plan's conclusion is that all school buildings, new or old, must be able to provide a good setting for a child's education.
And we had to come up with a plan that if a school cannot possibly meet the needs of the children in the school, that we find a way of closing those schools and moving on.
The strategic plan does not include specific recommendations for new or renovated schools, but one of its top priorities is that the school board come up with a new 10-year capital improvement plan. The Vision Committee will present the strategic plan to the Unit 4 school board at a special board study session Monday night and again at a formal board meeting September 15th. If it's approved, Shalafu says it will then be the school board's job to see that the administration puts the plan into place. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.